Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary. Not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Okay, give us a noise then to start us off, Andrew.
What kind of noise? What kind of noise would you like, Bob?
I tell you, it's too easy if I said the F1 because you just go. All right, so I'm going to say we're at an archery competition.
All right.
That's the crowd.
Bullseye.
I've added the crowd. Bullseye. Trophy ceremony. Thank you.
Job's done. Thank you very much. Goodbye.
Back home on your horse.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know if you bang the halves of two horses together, it don't sound like a coconut? Ha ha.
Ha ha.
What do you think?
Is that a Peter Beardsley joke?
No, it's just a joke. Is it a joke, Andrew?
No, barely. I see your T-shirt today where it just has the word condiments question mark on it.
Condiments.
Are you offering condiments?
No, condiments question mark. I'm giving you the opportunity to decide whether you really need them in your life, Andrew.
Well, it doesn't hurt, does it, to have the option of condiments?
Okay, you've thought it through and you've decided you're on the side.
I am pro condiments.
The condiment. He's pro condiment. The latest polls show that it's 50-50 across the nation.
Really?
Yeah. I'm going to start with, I came across do they call them quizzes? A fun quiz. It's where, like, find out where would be the best place for you to live.
So you say fun there, and immediately I get suspicious.
No, but I'm just saying, can I identify that type of thing? You know, like, what sort of boyfriend would be good for you?
Oh, I don't know.
You know, and you fill in the quiz, the questionnaire.
Right.
Well, this is where would be the best place for you to live in the UK.
Okay.
For I'd do it for you, Andrew.
Oh, okay, I see where this is going.
So, here's the first one. Can you eat A, 0-3 chicken dippers in one sitting, B, 4 or 5 chicken dippers, or C, 6+ chicken dippers.
6+.
6+, he says, that's C. In your street, would you like to find A, the occasional dog dirt, yeah, B, dog dirt on every other paving stone, or 3, 4x4 vehicles only due to the depth of dog dirt coverage?
I don't want to see any dog dirt.
You don't see
in
any
my
dog
locale.
Dirt.
Is that
okay,
an
but you've got to know.
First
you heard
one, then.
The first one. Does electricity consumption in your favoured town surge during the Wimbledon men's final? Is this item flailing already?
No. It's quite revealing.
Does it surge in your ideal town during the Wimbledon's men final, during Love Island final results, or during Mick Moth's MMA cage fighting show on Showcase TV?
Oh, man.
You like your MMA, Andy?
I like me Love Island more, though.
Do you now?
I've tried Love Island this week.
Yeah? I'm interested.
Two episodes. I got through 2 episodes.
And why did you reject it?
Oh, the World Cup coming up, and I can't commit to something like 100 hours of Love Island.
Yes, it doesn't clash.
Summer.
It doesn't clash with the World Cup. But
no, it doesn't. But it would be too much to deal with.
Yeah,
mentally.
You know, because if you watch the screen, what sort of size screen will you be watching the World Cup on?
60-inch.
Have you bought a 60?
Might have.
Yeah. Fucking hell. So tell me, I love electrical goods. So
do you want to come round and do the official opening?
OLED, is it 4K? What are we looking at?
No, it's standard. It's LCD.
And what brand is it? Samsung, you look like a Samsung.
No,
man.
It's Seikai or something like that. I got it from AO.com.
Oh, for fuck's sake, Seiko.
It'll do the job for the World Cup.
So you just bought the cheapest.
It was only 350 quid.
350
quid? For a 60.
Jesus wept. Does it come with sound? Or do you have to provide that yourself?
There is some sound. It's quite tiny.
Anyway, on Mick Moth's MMA.
Mick Moth is the answer.
On your ideal town crest, would you like to see a castle? A lion? Wow. Or a deep fat fryer?
A lion?
So, your answers were mostly C. I'll just cross-check that. Oh, it says the ideal place for you to live is Sunland.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's just as well, because that's where I do live.
Terrible item, wasn't it?
It wasn't good. I've got one question from my quads this week.
Okay.
Bob, this here. As you enter what is, let's say, your final chapter, do you find yourself behaving in an increasingly... in an increasingly passive-aggressive manner to people who are younger than you and possibly got a bit more going for them in life in general?
Oh, do you know, Andy, I genuinely don't quite know what passive-aggressive means.
It's when you're quite, like, mean to people, but you try to be nice.
So you're being mean. So, what, you're, like, sarcastic? Like, kind of. You look lovely today, Andy.
Like, for example, if you were to do, like, a multiple-choice quiz to someone, just as an attempt to, like, to sort
bring
of
their town
knock
down.
Them from where they live. Yeah. City, actually.
Yeah.
It's a city now.
Is it a city?
Yeah, since 1992.
Right, and has that made a big difference
the Queen,
to the streets?
The Queen gave us city status because we got to the FA Cup final in 1992.
Well, we got the FA Cup final. The Borough, we didn't get city status.
Tough shit, mate.
Don't want it. It's cool to be a town. Huddersfield's cool, isn't it? Middlesbrough's cool.
I'm getting involved.
I've got a name for you, Andrew. It's one name only. You can be Ronnie Hot Dogs or you can be Chips Whiffles. He's a golf pro, he's a steroid addict, yeah? And he once got pissed in Pakistan. That's his little backstory. I'd be Ronnie.
Is he American or is he UK?
He's UK, he's Barnsley.
I'll take it.
You've took Chips. Oh, Mick McCarthy's
out
there.
I've got one for you.
Oh, sorry.
Bongo John.
All right.
38, works in an adult store on the side of the year one. He's built a den in the corner of a field over the back from the shop where he hides all the stuff that he steals, mainly novelty johnnies. He's going to sell them all on the dark web and buy a monster truck. Or you can be a lovely old woman, that's all it says.
Oh, I'll be a lovely old woman.
Be a lovely old woman.
Is she
then.
Lovely?
It just says a lovely old woman, that's all it says.
Well, I wouldn't want to be a lovely old woman.
Well, there you are, you can be a lovely old woman today.
Because lovely old men and lovely young men do nice things for lovely old women. I was at the station on the way up. I saw a lovely old woman.
Right.
Opened the door for her, mm-hmm. Let her go before me, then pushed her onto the tracks. Hey, come on, let's get Mick in.
Let Mick in. Hiya, Mick, all right.
All right, you bastard!
What do you want, Mick?
I've got something to tell you!
What's that, Mick?
You're a bastard! And this Middlesbrough bastard is a bastard too!
All right, thanks for that, Mick. Have you got a new job yet?
No, I haven't. Do either of you bastards want to fight?
Not at the minute, Mick. Why do you think you haven't got a job yet, Mick?
Because every club I've applied to has been run by bastards on behalf of a pack of bastards, all beholden to some foreign bastard who live in Bastard Broad like a bastard would. You can't get a straight answer from any of them, especially the top bastard, who's usually fannying about in a bastard yacht in the middle of some bastard ocean.
Well, that's a shame, Mick. Well, look, we'd better get on with the show, actually, Mick.
Fuck off, you cheeky bastard. I'll go when I'm bastard ready. Anyway, I want to do some of that observational bastard comedy stuff. Shift over! Have you ever bastard noticed? I say, have you, as a bastard, have you ever noticed that the bastard detergent drawer on your bastard washing machine always gets clogged up like a bastard? Have you noticed that, you bastards? What a bastard! Have you ever bastard noticed that the bastard bin men come every bastard week except for the one bastard time you actually remember to put the bastard bin out, and the bastards have already been? Have you noticed that, you bastard? What a bastard!
Hey, Mick, maybe you should use "what a bastard" as your catchphrase.
Hey, a bastard will. In fact, I'll call me Edinburgh Observation Comedy Show "What a Bastard".
What's it going to be about, Mick?
Bastards! See ya!
See ya, Mick.
Say bye. Bye,
there
Mick.
There he goes.
Oh,
wonder if
mate.
He's off to London Zoo again.
I hope so.
Yeah, he's got the heart of a lion and a lifetime ban from his local zoo. Get it?
Another joke there.
Yeah. Have you ever been kicked right full in the belly by a large breed dog, Andy? You know, like Doberman or that one that looks a bit like a wolf?
Not yet. Have you?
Yeah, I was once kicked in the chest by a Labrador when I was young.
A Labrador's not a
It's a large breed dog, I would think.
Yeah, but with a booty in the chest, you could tip that, couldn't you?
Well, I was only about 7 or 8.
Ah, right.
And I've been scared of dogs ever since.
Was it front paws or
front paws
lower
on
paws?
Chest, yeah. Front paws on chest.
It's just being friendly, Bob.
Knock me over. Is that friendly in dog world?
Well, I didn't know.
Come on, lads, let's knock some kids over. Let's make mates with some kids.
Didn't know you were weak. Hey, Bob, do you reckon Carl Douglas is still kung fu fighting?
Oh, fucking hell.
I mean, it was 1974, and believe it or not, he's actually 76 now, but age doesn't need to be a barrier to exercise, does it?
Was he necessarily kung fu fighting, Andy?
Yeah.
It said everybody's kung fu fighting.
Yeah,
that sounds like himself,
doesn't it?
That
everybody.
Sounds like an observer, like a commentator.
Everybody,
hey, look,
including himself. He had the kit on, Bob.
Yeah, all right.
I mean, he might still be doing it. I don't know. He might not be doing martial arts at a competitive level, but he might still be doing, you know, like Tai Chi.
Yeah.
Maybe yoga to keep himself supple. What do you reckon?
I don't reckon he's still King Fu.
I might see if it says something about it.
I like that, King Fu instead of Kung Fu.
I might see if it's on his website in the FAQ section.
Now someone mentioned Fu. You did.
Kung Fu, yeah.
Yeah. My favourite Chinese dish, by a long, long way, but I never kind of remember to get it, is egg foo chicken, egg foo young.
Right.
You like that?
I like a special egg foo young because it's got a bit of all sorts in it.
Typical. What you do goes through your little fucking Sunderland mind is you see the menu and it says egg foo young,
yeah.
£2, whatever.
Chicken, £2?
Whatever it is, chicken foo young, £2.10.
Yeah.
Special with chicken prawns. At
£3.30.
No, £2. You think there's more in it for me.
Yeah. No, there's more variety, that's all. You probably get the same pound for pound. You'll get, like, a lot of chicken, but in the special, you just get a little bit of chicken and a bit of pork,
yeah,
and some mushrooms, yeah, and all of that.
Which leads me to ask, Andy, are you a Toby Carvery man?
Of course I am.
So what is your meat order? How do you try and get the most meat? Do you go, I'll have just turkey? Do you go, I'll have a bit of each?
No,
I'll have turkey and pork.
Turkey and beef, and I'll have some pork if I like the look of it.
So you say turkey and beef.
Yeah.
Now, when you look at the plates around you, as yeah, we all do, do you not sense that if you just ask for one meat, you actually get a little bit more?
You'll get more of that meat.
Yeah.
But I don't think you'll get more in total if you just take one meat. I don't think you'd get 3 times what you would get if you order 3 different meats.
One slice of each if you ask for each.
Yeah.
3 slices of 1 if you ask for one.
No, don't think so.
You don't reckon?
Probably 2 times, maybe 2.3 times.
Okay, well, can I just ask if anyone's going to Toby this weekend?
Yep.
Could you just have a look round, see what you reckon? Because I'd like to know the answer to this. My son reckons that you're always best with a slice of each. You will end up with more weight of meat.
I would say so. It stands to reason, doesn't it?
Well, I don't know, Andy, but I'm very interested in it. Do you have a special bra, Andrew, that you wear only for really special occasions, like when you go to the match? Or a sit-down meal at Frankie and Benny's?
No, I just have a range of standard bras for any occasion.
All right, so you've got 2 or 3 and you just...
Yeah, wear them as and when.
You wash them in your sink and then when they dry, you'll swap.
Yeah, black.
Can I just say, ladies and gentlemen, that as we're doing this podcast, Andrew is watching, I think it's a United States versus Ireland rugby match.
Australia versus Ireland. Australia. I'm just trying to... I just can't look at you, basically.
Well, that's not very helpful, is it? It's World Cup coming up, Andrew.
Yeah.
See how I injected some enthusiasm then?
Yeah.
Here comes the World Cup this Thursday.
Are you excited?
I am beyond excitement, Andrew. When I was on death's door, did you know I was ill?
I don't think you've mentioned it before. Well, do you want to say more about that?
That was the thing that I thought, oh, please don't die, I want to see the World Cup. it wasn't I want to do, but it wasn't, oh, God, I'll really miss doing podcasts with Andy Dawson.
You haven't done any then, though.
It was the World Cup, and here it comes. Sadly, I've got a new fishing show coming out, right? No, this isn't an advert, but no one has been, I mentioned it before, very World Cup aware, so I've got to do the publicity for me new show with Paul Whitehouse, mm-hmm, yeah? And it's always during the daytime, clashing with matches. I'm recording a new Big Night Out, clashes with matches. Some fucker has invited me to a barbecue that I can't get out of. So I'm missing something like 38 matches.
Seriously, honestly, that's not funny.
It's not funny
at all. That's not funny.
I am so fucked
There's only 64
up.
In the fucking thing.
I know.
That's not enough, is it? 64, that doesn't feel enough.
Doesn't feel quite enough. I'd like it to be in, at least in the 70s.
A couple of thousand.
So 2,000 matches. Well, the football never ends. In a way, there is thousands of matches left.
Oh, man.
Oh, well, anyway.
Who's going to win it then?
Who's going to win
it? Have you got any idea? Will you see the final?
Yeah, I'm free by the final.
You're free for the final.
But everyone knows the more interesting ones are the ones that you... It's always the same, isn't it? Shall I watch this Algeria freaking Croatia match? Mm. No, I won't. That's the one you should have watched. It's far more interesting in these early stages.
The group stages of 2014, for me, was as good as the World Cup's ever been.
Yeah.
There was like two bad matches out of 32, whatever it was. And I'm expecting the same again this time. Because nobody can defend.
This format.
I'm expecting a goal fest. And you know what? I'm not particularly bothered about England, but I think England are going to do all right.
That means quarterfinals, yeah?
Quarterfinals, I think, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, I predict a victory for France.
Ooh.
There you go.
I'm going Take Germany.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Now I'd like to introduce to you, as we've talked about the World Cup, the World Cup Gangs of the EPL. So, Andrew, the teams are in their hotel before the Costa Rica match in Leeds.
Yeah.
Look, I'm stretching my mouth out like that. Do you like this? Changes my voice slightly.
It's not very appealing.
I'm going to stick with it just for the intro. So our team are in the hotel before the Costa Rica match in Leeds. Mm-hmm. What's Leeds famous for, Andrew?
Nout.
Nothing, right? Anyway, Jordan Henderson...
Losing the 1973 FA Cup final.
Anyway, Jordan Henderson, Phil Jones are sharing a room. Double. En suite. Mm-hmm. So that sounds like a nice room, doesn't it, Andrew?
Decent.
Yeah. Jordan sat on the bed watching Police Interceptors and Philip is having a bath.
Right.
Suddenly, Phil shouts out. Can you do his shout for us?
As long as it's not too loud because...
No, you do it for me.
What do I,
so
what
Phil has
shout?
Just fallen out of the bath. There you go. Thank you. Jordan... Did Charlie Williams. Jordan, could you come through to the bathroom and put the non-slippery rubber mat down so I don't fall over when I get out of the bath? Yeah, says Jordan. Oh, no problem, like anti-slip, you know, anti-Betty, that's a lovely roast potato, that what's not the like. Passports, please, yeah? Jordan goes through to the bathroom. I'm always slipping over when I don't mean to, you know. It's better to be safe than sorry, isn't it? Oh, yeah, safety first, I'm there, off. Any place you announce that, like, you know. Oh, sexy ass you got there, Phil. Thank you, says Phil. Suddenly, there's a knock on the door here. Right, come in, says Phil. Well, it's Jamie Vardy, the leader of the... Vardy Annuals and his sidekick Raheed Sterling and another, I won't name, another Vardy Annual. I won't mention their name, no. All right, boss lads, just wanted to have a little chat with you, you know. Shit onto the breeze, fart around on the vibe, like.
Our room's much bigger than yours, says Raheed. And our telly faces the bed's not the window, so we don't get the reflection on the screen. Mr. Vardy insisted on that. Has your bathroom got anti-slip rubber mat?
Yet it has, Raheem. Lovely safety feature. And I was able to put my mum's mind to rest, because, you know, soon as I saw it, it's right, Gradley.
That was not Phil Jones, that was Peter Beasley, wasn't it?
Charlie Williams. Yes, it does, Raheem. Anyway, right, Gradley.
That was pretty good.
Our room doesn't need one. The whole bathroom is anti-slip.
Did you, Phil, said Charlie Williams, did you check the pack testing date on your kettle, Raheed? Ours is bang up to date, very reassuring, as I often slip over when I pour a kettle.
We haven't got a kettle. We've got one of them special hot taps. Boiling hot water at the flick of a switch. I could not live without it. That wouldn't even be a life.
Vardy. All right, Raheed, chill out and listen. I'll put some Jason Derulo on me Spotify and let it bleed into our psyche like a Mark Ruffalo soliloquy penetrating a cream cake. Oh, I love cream cake. Mum lets me have one Friday night in bed when she reads me a story. Jordan, cream cake's pack of two left the house last year and I walked east. This Jason Derulo is well-radged.
Listen, says Vardy. You boys, if it's cream cakes and chill-out biscuits you like, then why not join my gang?
Harry Kane's on a downward spiral. He's out of form and out of shape. You know, 15 and a half stone. That's very fucking bulky.
Yes, but
Harry has a magic chin, and I expect that accounts for a lot of his weight.
Magic chins? Can't live with them, can't live without them. That's living, all right. Anyone seen my porridge tongs, eh?
Raheed.
Mr. Vardy has a magic chin, and on top of that, he is slightly bog-eyed.
Hey, go easy on the boggin', shout bro, yeah?
Sorry, boss.
At that moment, Harry Kane and Debbie Alley rush through the door, linking their rooms to Jordan's. They're both wearing white silk pyjamas and top hats, Andy. So that's a nice way to present yourself, isn't it?
Definitely.
Harry, I've been listening at the door and picked up everything by using my chin as a sound amplifier. Mr. Vardy, you have been very disrespectful and underhand asking my gang members to jump ship. I don't mind admitting that I'm in a fluffery tuppence about this, and if it wasn't for hotel regulations, I would throw lukewarm water at you from a vessel.
Listen, Kane, your two boys seem to be wavering, like, you know, the pampas grass outside Raheem's ranch. I guess they like the weight and sharpness of my chin rather than your blunt stump.
Ah, it's for a nice chin, Vardy. Pity I'm not wearing gloves, eh? I'd like to handle it.
Shut your mouth, Vardy,
says this is Debbie Alley.
Shut your mouth, Vardy. What's the matter? Is you hurting about something that has hurt you? And you've got bog eyes.
That's what I said.
No, just drop it, Raheed, okay?
I'll tell you what we will do. We will fill our top hats with water, and then me and Vardy will place our chins in the water and see which one displaces the most water.
Phil, oh, I get you to see which is heavier chin.
Exactly.
So they tell Phil to go to the bathroom and fill up the hats with water. They hear him fall over. Vardy, oh, soft lad's fallen over. Like a lump of cream dropping from a plump eclair.
Oh, jeez, Vardy, stop mentioning cream cakes. It's making my balls rotate. This stuff does happen, you know, yeah?
Eventually, Phil comes back in with the hats full of water. Him and Harry, Vardy and Harry, drop the magic chins in to measure how much water has been displaced. And Andy, Vardy's chin is the heavier.
Whoa.
Well, I suppose that's fair enough. But it does not mean that your heavier chin is actually more magic. Don't forget, I was the highest Christian scorer in the Premier League this season.
Harry, oh man, Harry, I'm really sorry, like, but I think I'm going to switch over to the Hardy Annuals, you know. It's heavier chin, you know, on the cream cake shit and that, and Weatherby races. I'm very disappointed in you, Jordan. Your boots McTurncoat. I will leave you with your new friends. Come on, Debbie.
And they leave, right? Later that night, Vardy's gone from the room and Harry and Debbie go back into Phil's room.
Right. Well, Jordan, that plan worked a treat. Well done, Philip, for giving Vardy the smaller top hat.
Thank you!
So, Jordan, you are now my eyes and ears into the Vardy Annuals.
Jordan, get in, pressure on man, boss, yeah!
Harry, White Lions, we roar when Harry scores. All we White Lions.
Oh, sorry.
White Lions, we roar when Harry scores. Harry, don't pass to Vardy. All, don't pass to Vardy.
So that's interesting development, wow. Isn't it, Andy?
But I'm still very much a Vardy Annual fan.
Really?
Because of Jamie himself, yeah.
You like Jamie? He's
still
cool.
Got a bit of a man crush on him, I think, yeah.
Did you think that story was a little bit like the hotel scenes in the Hangover movies?
Yes.
It was a bit, wasn't it?
Yeah, very much. Lads, I was thinking that as I was listening to it, yeah. That what you want me to say?
Do you think that Vardy should go? Or not?
No, I think he should.
Think he should.
He does it just enough for my liking. Listen, Bob.
Yeah.
Have you heard of the Norwegian playwright Henrik Ibsen?
I think I have heard of him. No, nothing. I think I've heard of Ibsen, yeah.
Yeah, this is interesting, right? He was obsessed with masking his baldness, right?
Yeah.
I mean, he's dead now, but... And he had 6 or 7 wigs. Each one was longer in length than the next one, and he'd work his way through them, like, over a few weeks.
Yeah.
You know. So when he got round to wearing the longest one, what he would do was he'd make a passing comment to one of his friends about how he needed a haircut.
Yeah.
And then a few days later, he'd revert back to wearing wig number one.
Right.
The one with the shortest length hair. I mean, it's just something you might want to think about, Bob.
Well, yeah. Terry Wogan apparently was the same.
Really?
Yeah, he had 3 or 4 wigs.
And we're allowed to say that now that he's passed.
I suppose. I think people said it during the time, you know. But the other thing is that I have just been offered, I could show you, I've been offered a free hair transplant worth £30,000.
What?
Now, one, you wouldn't think I had enough hair to do one.
It would look like a big job to me.
But two,
salvage
you can't
job.
Help but being slightly tempted, you know.
Who's offered you this?
I'm not going to name someone, but, you know, like posh hair place. Do you think I should? What's your immediate reaction? Yes or no?
First of all, why have they asked you?
Because then they'll put a picture of me on the site, you know, me new, like, rock and roll hair.
Yeah.
And saying, look, if we can fucking make him look, give him hair.
What kind of customer are they trying to attract, do you think? Like,
well, do you know,
feckless,
I think they're concentrating the on jobless. People who are losing their hair, Andy.
I know, but there's people who are losing their hair who other people aspire to, and then there's you.
Yeah. But I would, you know what the idea is. They'll look at the site and say, oh, look, that Bob Mortimer, that little cheeky cunt, he's got had it done and it seems to have worked.
It's going to be a big job, I
think.
But
what's your reaction? Just yes or no?
Don't do it.
Don't do it.
It'll hurt.
Do you know what?
In 10 months, yeah. It'll probably take up the rest of the World Cup that you're going to see.
Take up the rest of my life, probably.
Could do.
Telly-wise, Andrew.
Yeah, what you been watching?
Well, did you watch the thing about carbs this week? Because I'd like the viewers' help with this one.
No, but I did see the thing about it where if you put your bread in the freezer first and then toast it from the freezer, it removes all the bad carbs.
Yeah, now, that's exactly the point now, because this seems to have... It's not gone viral, but everyone seems... Even if you haven't seen the show, people seem to know about this. Put it in the freezer, then toast it, and you'll have got rid of a lot of the bad carbs in it.
Right.
I'd just like to know if there's any people out there, any scientist people, who can tell me whether that's true or not. I don't believe it.
Right. Was it not a scientist that said it on the telly?
No, it was
just a fella.
It was a fella, yeah.
Right.
As far as I can tell, it was a fella, yeah.
If there's any scientists listening, they want to get in touch.
Yeah, I'd love to know.
Confirm or deny it.
I would love to know, because the nation's all doing it now, putting the bread in the freezer and toasting it for the breakfast.
And if there's any other cosmetic surgeons who are listening, I'd quite like a tit reduction for Christmas.
Well, look, telly-wise, Andrew, I was thinking about what I've watched a lot of telly this week, because I've been watching the American version of The Killing, you know, the Danish thing.
Yeah.
And There's a lot of seasons, four seasons or something, so it's been dominating me last week's viewing. It's all right. It's one of those that's about 6.5, doesn't waver either way, you know what I mean?
Right, is that enough absolutely, for four seasons?
It's fine. I'm sticking with it at the moment. My £600 life, there's a new series that started on, I think it's on Quest Red, but you'll find it in there wherever it is.
I'll find it.
Including this series, Andrew, a one-ton family.
Wow. How many people in the family, though? 20?
No, there's three of them. But I just thought to myself, Andrew, with the World Cup coming off, I'm hoping that a lot of people, and this is my advice, folks, if you're out there, nick off work. Mm-hmm. Just nick off or something.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Or just pack your job and then get another one afterwards.
In 10 years'
can't
time...
Can't be that hard, can it?
Yeah, in 10 years' time, you want to be remembering your World Cup experience.
Well, this is going to be my son's first World Cup and I'm going to make it special for him.
Yeah, what by not being in the house? Staircase is now on Netflix, Andrew. The Staircase. I've watched it probably six or seven times.
I forgot about that.
And
is this the original? Because it's a new one, isn't it?
Well, it's the new one, but it's the first eight episodes are the original, yeah?
Right.
Now, Netflix, who I'm beginning to lose my temper with now, right, have made it. So the new one starts at episode 9.
Right.
But they've made it so that you cannot just go to episode 9.
You've got to sit through the first eight again.
Yeah. That's a bastard trick, isn't it?
Isn't it?
In it though, so but you know, I reckon anyone who hasn't seen Staircase, it is a must. It's one of the greatest.
The first eight I've seen, yeah, I haven't seen this new bunch. I have to sit through the first eight again.
Yeah, you have to
definitely watch the Staircase. Anything else you've watched?
So what I was saying, if people are going to really just take the World Cup, stay at home, stay on the sofa. I just wanted to repeat that Better Call Saul is the greatest TV series ever made.
Okay,
so it's there. There's three or four of it even. Watch that in between the World
Cup. Well, because not everybody can afford Netflix, this week I've been watching on iPlayer, The Secret Life of the Motorway again, which is one of my favourite documentaries.
Why
series.
So good?
It just is. Motorways, what's not to love? The first episode is a three-parter, right? The first episode is all about the introduction of the motorways, the construction of them, all of that sort of thing, the story behind the font on the signage, the classic signage that we've had for decades. Part two is mainly motorway service stations. Again, what's not to love? Part three is about the kind of demise of the motorway, where people are protesting when new ones are being built.
Yeah.
Hippies. Mainly. Sitting in trees.
I used to be a hippie.
Did you? Did you sit in a tree?
No, I used to have Afghan coat, put oil of patchouli on, smell.
Did you get punched?
Can I give you a motorway quiz then?
No.
What was the first? I don't know the. What's the first motorway then?
The M1, isn't it? Obviously.
Was it? I thought it was a little bit up near Scotland somewhere. The M8 or something was.
I don't know. It's the first one, isn't it? M1.
All right.
Stands to reason, isn't it?
I wonder if you've been listening these past months to the earlier podcasts. What is the only services on the motorway network that has a KFC and a Burger King?
It's
just too dull waiting, Andrew. So I'll just tell them it's Fleet Services on the M3.
I wouldn't have said that. I would have gone one of the ones in the M62.
Okay. I think we should move on. We're just, you're watching the rugby.
I'm not. I can't stand looking at you. That's all it is.
McLaren is back.
He is.
In business.
He is.
Now, look, if you watch our live show that's on is it on YouTube?
If you go to athleticomince.com, it's there.
Right. I only mention that because it's a 75-minute show, which includes...
Steve McLaren,
kind of. The climax of the story between him, the fat lass, and Casper. So,
and a judge.
So if you've listened to that, this is the next bit. Fast forward from that terrible, awful day at court. I won't do any spoilers. And Steve is now manager of the London club, QPR. Do you remember QPR?
Do I remember
them? Do you remember QPR?
What, for when my football team used to be in the Championship?
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember QPR, yeah.
Ian Holloway was their manager before.
He was.
He hadn't been seen, apparently, since the very day of his sacking. Mm-hmm. So that's quite interesting, isn't it? Anyway, so Steve turns up for his first proper day at the training ground, Sipson Lane. He's cocking a hoop, Andy, enjoying a nice pork pie, pops his head out of the window at the security gate, says, "Hello, fatso." Just a joke, silly of me. "I'm the new manager, Steve McLaren. I was told there would be a pass waiting for me at these gates this morning. I need to measure up for new beige carpets in my offices." The man says, "Oh, what voice should he do?
I don't know.
Oh, yeah. No, that's just Jordan Henderson.
Derek Giler, was that?
Ah, yes, of course. Oh, Mr. McLaren, I think a bit of pork pie crust has got stuck to the front of your head. Would you like a Belinda wipe?
No, I don't need a Belinda wipe. That's my hair island, you Rodney Plonker. Let me tell you all about it. It's my front of head adornment. It's a marvellous design. It's a miracle in the making, this hair island of mine. It helps me sense your movements. It helps me read your mind. It's a natural fascinator, this hair island of mine. 'Cause there once was a manager had a wonderful idea to develop a hairstyle all other teams would fear. He fed his forehead with lipids and proteins and grew a hair island in the shape of New Orleans. It's my hair island. It's my hair island. It's me hair island, you Rodney of Plonkersville.
Oh, suit yourself. Looks more like the shape of Lake Erie, but there you go.
He's a bit jovial, isn't he? Man gives him the pass.
Oh, and can I have a pass for my snake, Casper, please?
Oh, no, I don't have one here, and snakes and reptiles are not allowed on the premises, I'm afraid.
But Casper is assistant manager. If he can't come in, then we'll never finish 15th, like I promised at the interview.
Oh, well, let me see him. I'll see what I can do. Everyone at the club is desperate to finish 15th, so I'm happy to help.
Casper, my love, come out and say hello to the nice man.
But when Steve turns round at the back of the car, he sees the boot doors wide open. Uh-oh. And Casper is nowhere to be seen. Uh-oh. He looks at the main building of the training complex, and there on the ground floor, he can just see Casper's yellow tail disappearing through one of the ground floor windows.
Oh. There he is! Lift up the gate! I must fetch him before he gets hurt!
So Steve gets in the building and searches.
Casper, where are you, you naughty, silly Casper? Casper, I've got your mighty bites. Oh, Casper.
Well, Steve and the man helps him as well. Oh, I'll help as well. I've searched the whole training ground. And the man says the only other place they could look is the OSLT room in the basement. It's got, like, all the sprinkler pumps and all that sort of shit, Andy, yeah?
Yeah.
Well, they go inside, turn the lights on, and the security man is immediately smashed across the head with a flagon of cider. Steve Jesus. Can't see anymore. Just a terrible smell of cider. You can see a large bed of hay that's full of, like, rabbit droppings and three old sacks of potatoes in one corner. Suddenly, Steve feels the cold steel of a lawnmower blade round his neck. It's Ian Holloway.
Uh-oh.
He's been hiding down there since he was
sacked.
And
what does Ian Holloway talk like, Bob?
You fucking wanker, McLaren. Coming here to take my job with your fancy ways and your fancy hair island. I've been waiting for you.
What do you mean? What's your specific beef?
But he can...
What's your specific beef?
Oh, you don't need no fancy pants manager here to finish 15th. I nearly done it last season and I got no thanks. I've been living down here with me rabbits and me cider, just waiting for this moment. I'm going to cut off your fancy hair horn and make you eat it.
No, please, not my hair island. It's where all my average power comes from.
But he can feel the blade at the root of his hair miracle. Then out of the corner of his eye, Andy, he sees Casper crawling out from beneath the hay. Now, Casper has a huge build-up in his throat and he raises his head up high. Steve says, "Do it, Casper." And Casper does. He spews a stream of hot sick straight at Holloway's face. It fills his eyes with stomach acid and rabbit dropping juice. Ian peels off. "My cider! My cider! Somebody save my cider!" Well, the security guard wakes up at this, restrains Holloway, and Steve takes Casper in his arms and gives him a hug.
"Oh, Casper, you little beauty, you know all about Holloway's plans, didn't you?"
And Casper smiles.
"Would you like a mighty bite, Casper?"
And Casper smiles again, because, Andy, of course he would.
"Right, Casper, let's go and measure up for those new carpets."
Bit like Dog Day Afternoon, innit?
Very much so, yeah. Yeah. I was just going to say that.
A bank heist, if it was a substitute training ground.
And a new manager coming into a football club with a bank robbery between a man and a what was he, a transsexual?
Please, I don't want to get involved in that debate, Andrew. I don't know. I haven't seen the film.
I've never heard of it. I have no opinion on it.
Well,
it was a different time. It was the 1970s. I will mention as well, while we're talking QPR, the four-year plan, the documentary about QPR. Have you seen that?
Is that worth it?
It's very worth it.
Where will
it's
I see it?
It's on Amazon Prime. It's from about 2011, I reckon. But it's from when the mad people took over at QPR a few years ago.
I shall watch that when I get old.
It's very good.
Now, Andrew.
It's very good. Yes.
Amazon Prime, a lot more expensive than Netflix. So why are you coming at me and accusing me of... you've obviously got Amazon Prime.
Of course I've got Amazon Prime. You get free delivery of stuff, don't you?
What stuff is this?
Cables and that and pens.
Cables for your fat fryer.
Maybe.
So can I just, before we leave, can I finally say we might not get a podcast done in these next couple of weeks?
We might not.
We might not.
You're going to barbecue and that, so...
Would people please have a look at my show with Paul Whitehouse?
I'm sure they will,
It's
Bob.
Absolute. It's so good, Andy. It's a new type of TV.
You're genuinely proud of it, aren't
you? It's amazing, and it is a new type of TV. and that's on the 20th at 10 o'clock. I think it might be the night of an England match.
Oh, well, what a perfect thing to lift our spirits after an England match. Then.
Okay.
Hey, Bob, before we go, do you reckon Shaking Stevens has still got his green door?
Fuck off. Was it his green door, Andrew? Who's that hiding behind the green door? So
there's
it's
no
not...
piano and they play it hot behind the green door.
Yeah, but it's just a green
door. He
didn't
say it wasn't his green door.
Yeah, if you're asking me, are there green doors in the world? Yes,
no,
my front door's green.
Does Shaking Stevens still have one? It was 1981, so he's probably had a fresh coat of paint on it by now.
Oh,
but
man,
it might still be green
because
it might be his favourite colour. I don't know. I wonder if it's in his website on the FAQs.
Hey, well, let's go and have a look.
Let's do that together.
Hey, well, that's a nice end to know. And so, please, everyone from Atletico Mints, please do enjoy. Hope you have a wonderful World Cup. Live it to the full. Nick off work. Don't miss a match.
It's the World Cup. It's the most important thing in life.
Correct.
Bye, Bob.
See ya.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.